Okay, so we're going to start. We're four lines from the top of Nun Beis Amud Aleph for the Tashma. We're going to finally get to an answer. Remember, we have the machlokas between Abaye and Rabba, someone who's Mekadesh, a woman or a girl, and there is no possibility for Bia. That was the case. You saw that on the bottom of Nun Aleph. Idea was, if you're Mekadesh, a woman without the beginning, but the ability to have Bia, is that considered valid Kiddushin? Baye said yes. Rava said no. We've been asking questions on Rava, and finally we're going to get to a Tiyufta on Rava. Toshma, the Sunni Tavyumi is the name of a Chacham, he had the following Raya. Okay, so you have two people who are trying to make a Shilach between their children. This one has five sons. This one has five daughters. So point out, it must be a case where the daughters are naros or katanos, so the father has the authority to marry his daughters off. And the case with the sons, because the father typically doesn't have the authority to marry off his sons, must be dealing with the case. I think Rashi says, must be dealing with the case, kagon she'asohu shliach. They made him a shliach. So that's why he has the authority. So he's a shliach for the sons, and the daughters are of age where they can be married off by the father. Say, my five will marry your five. So we say, kol achas va'achas tzricha chamisha gitin. The conditions are achal. We don't know who's married to whom. So each of the girls, in order to free themselves from the bond over here, will require five gitin, which means a get from each of the boys to get them go free. Meis echon mehem. Now what happens if one of the boys happens to pass away before he gives a get to the girls? So that means one daughter over here is subject to chalitza or yibum. So what happens? So kol achas v'achas tzricha arba agitin. One, each daughter requires four gitin, right? It requires four gitin from the four remaining children, sons. But nevertheless, also chalitza me'achad mehen. It also needs a chalitza from one of the brothers, because we have to be choshesh, then maybe one of these girls was betrothed to the man to the boy who died. So therefore, she's married to Yavam, and she needs chalitza. So one son not only has to give a get, he'll also perform chalitza, and then these women are free to go. So we see from here that each of the sisters are usher to each brother, because maybe there is a process, maybe there's Ashes Achivu, but these kedushin weren't Ruuyim Libiyah, because you had no idea who the marriage was. You couldn't be with anybody, because maybe that was the brother. Now you have your brother is the brother of your husband is an erva. Nevertheless, we say the chedushin mischal. So therefore, v'chi tema, maybe you would say hacha nami shehukru l'basofnis arvu. We answered the previous two proofs by saying no, those were cases where he knew originally but just forgot. But here he says we can't do that because ha achas mibinosecha le'echa mibanai ketani. It doesn't say that. It actually says chamesh. But over here, you can't say that over here, because the brisa here says that. Oh, I messed the case. It's chamesh bonim zeh chamesh bonim. So amar acha mibnosechem b'kadesh l'achas b'nai. He says that one of your children, one of your sons, is married to one of my daughters. So he says specifically one of. He doesn't say another case. The case that we had yesterday, where the language was that it's Enu Yadua, right now that they forgot which one it was, but before they knew. Here they know, it's just one of them, one of five. So there's one of five, there was no knowledge as to which ones they were, and nevertheless we see that all of them are Usser, are Usser. Even though there's only one Kiddushin here, we say all of them are Usser. Right, but we explained the case yesterday as saying, Rava answered, Mahu de Temo ki mekabel, we said yesterday is kishuhukru.
Oh, they did know.
They recognized. Yesterday we said kishuhukru. Here it's not proven that it's not kishuhukru because it says achas mibnosecha. The Gemara says tiyufta de rava tiyufta. That is a kasha, a strong kasha on rava. It's irrefutable, and therefore the halacha is going to behilchus akivasti dabaye be ya'al kigam. The halacha goes like abaye in six cases of ya'al Kigam, and this is the case, this is the kuf. It is the kuf and the kigam. Right, Rashi says, Yal kigam is simani halachos hein, sheneschalku bahem, shenechalku bahem Abaye Rava. It's a simon of the machlokas. Six places where Abaye and Rava argue. Ubechol makom halacha kerava. Normally, the halacha follows Rava, chutz me'elu, except for these six. The yud is yesh lo midas me'elu matzias. All we learn that's when we're like in fifth grade. The eight zomim, and also we have an eight zomim abayu amar lemafreyuhu nifsal beperek zebor. An eight is shown to be a zomim. From a what point in time is eight is considered puzzle? At the moment he's found to be an eight zomim, or all the way back when he actually made the testimony. Abayu says lemafreyuhu from the testimony time. Lamed is lechia omim me'elav beperek yakamadei ruvin kedushin shelo nimshul bia, which is our case. Gilui daita begita b'shaleach and mumar ochel nevelos has to be changed from the teyavon. You have to change that girsa to lahachis. Those are six cases. Excuse me. Rashi quotes for yalakigam. Okay. Next case in the Mishnah was as follows. The Mishnah mentioned there was a maisa with five women, right? And amongst the five women, there were two sisters. So you have three women plus two sisters. A guy gathered a basket of figs, which happened to belong to the women. It was also during Shvius. And he says to them, Kulchen mekudeshes li bekakala zo. All of you are mekudesh to me with this basket of fruits. One of them accepted kedushin on behalf of all of the women. And the Chacham said, they're all mekudeshes except for those two women. Because was a kedushin in Rui and Libya. So Amar Rav, Shema Minam Masnisin Arba. You can learn from our mission of four things. The Nakit Rav Biyade Tlas. But Rav only mentioned Lemaisa three. So Shema Minam, number one, Mikadesh Beperus Shavias Mikudeshes. Number one, you can be Mikadesh with Perus Shavias. If you were Zocha with Perus Shavias, you took Perus Shavias from the field, they're Hefker, and you took them, they belong to you. And we don't say that the payros do not belong to the man. Right, Rashi says, HaMekadosh B'Peyros Shvius Mekudeshes V'lo Amrina Lav Mamono D'Zocha B'Heninu. We don't say that's not his money. It's not his money. El Kevon D'Zocha B'Hen Mamono L'Chodovar. Once he takes them from the Hefker, it's all his. Inami, or you can even more so, you can say the lo tamo lo achla am rachman of lo davar acher. Right, the pasuk says that peirush shvius can be done lo achla, but you can't be done for schirus. But that's schirus. That person can't sell it. Here, the guy gathered it, and once he gathered it from the field, it belongs to him.
He doesn't just have to
put up. Correct. Once he gathers them, they're his. They're his fully. Lo achla v'lo schorah talks about the original owner, the guy in the field. He can't sell it. Correct. Once you gather it from the field, you gather it from Hefker, it's yours, you can do with it as you please. That's what we see from the Mishnah. But you're not getting rid of it. You're using it and still extant. You cannot eat Perish Vius, so let her eat it. So you also see from here that if you're Mekadesh, a woman with a stolen item, right, it's not doesn't work. Even if you steal it from her and then give it back to her, you don't say that she's mochel. How do we say that? Mimai, mi dekatani, because our Mishnah said that this basket of fruit was shelahen haisa, vishel shvius haisa, was theirs and also of Shemitah. Taima de shvius to hefgeru. The reason why it worked is because it was zocher from shvius, which was from hefger. Hashar shnei shvuolo. But if it belonged to them, in the rest of the 6 years of the Shemitah cycle, he would not be able to use it. The only reason why he was able to use food that belonged to them, must be from their field, food that belonged to them, was because it was Shemitah. It was Shemitah produce, and therefore it was really Hefker, and he could take it. But had it not been Shemitah produce, it would not have been Hefker, it would have been Gezel, and then he would not have been able to use it for Kiddushin. And Shema Aminah, the third thing we learn is Isha Nasa Shliach Chaverta. A woman can accept a kiddushin on behalf of another woman, even if that would create a co-wife scenario, which you have over here. One woman, the case was one woman, accepted kiddushin on behalf of all five women. The kiddushin were valid, even though these five women, or really three women, but these women are now going to become co-wives to each other. Rashi says, "A few makos haslet tzara." The afal pi shebechol edus ha'ishak sheira la ain hat tzara nemenes. Even though we typically say any testimony that a woman is kosher to give, we don't allow her to give that testimony against about her co-wife. Shluchas miha. Nevertheless, she's her shliach. Kaven to Avda, whatever she did. The Hacha be Kedushin Halalu, hey, Nasat Sarasai Dezok, so Kiev Lufakatani, Nikaros, the Achrios Mekudashos. That might be tiny testimony. This is by Shlichus, and the Shlichus is valid. Okay. So the Edach Mahi, that was three. What's the fourth one that Rav didn't want to list? The Rav Mahi, Kedushin She'en Misurin Labiyah. Well, the case is over here is also, they have Kedushin She'en Misurin Labiyah, because part of the ratio was, is that there were two sisters there. And we said that the Kedushin was not Chal on those two sisters. You can learn from there, like Abaye, that Kedushin She'en Misurin Labiyah are not Chal. Right. So the Gemara said, okay, so V'nechshavei, why doesn't he count this as something that you learn out from the Mishnah? Mishnah Svakale Ihak Abaye Karava. He didn't want to, I guess, enter into the machlokas between Abaye and Rava. He had a suffix, maybe, what the halacha was. And Rashi says, Misakale Ika Abaye Demokla Babas Achas Shakidish Neem, that it was done at one time. Hakidish Achas and Kudeshus Afagat Lo Parish, Ushmaimina Habe Kedushin, the Ikarava Demoki Bishalo Kidish Ela Achas. He didn't know how to interpret the Bryce, like the Mishnah, like we mentioned the other day, how to interpret the Mishnah. So he didn't want to leave it. So he didn't know how to interpret the Mishnah. So he left it as something not to learn from. Because if you interpret it one way, you learn it like a Baye. You interpret it another way, you learn it like Rava. He didn't want to enter into that fray. And therefore, he didn't say that's something you can learn for sure out of the Mishnah. Okay.
But he did imply that something could be learned, otherwise he wouldn't have said four, isn't it?
Right, but he didn't say. But no, I think the idea is if you can learn the Mishnah either this way or that way, then you can't learn anything. You can't show where you're learning from. So he's not going to put that on the list of something you definitively learn out of a Mishnah. Okay, the Gemara tells the following story. Kisalik Rabbi Zeira, when Rabbi Zeira went from Babel to Eretz Yisrael, Amra Lahai Shmaita Kameda Rabbi Yochanan. He said this, what we just learned, to Rabbi Yochanan. He said Divrei Rav. The case was that if you're a Kaddish, a woman with a gezel, she's not mikudeshes. So Amar Le, Rabbi Yochanan seemed to be bewildered and said, "Me Amar Rav Hachi, did Rav really say this?" Meaning, it seemed to imply that Rabbi Yehuda is saying, "Why would Rav say that?" Rabbi Yochanan saying, "Why would Rav say that?" Me implied that Mekadesh Begezel is mikudeshes, according to Rabbi Yochanan. So the Gemara says, "Well, why is he so surprised?" Vehu lo Amar, did Rabbi Yochanan not agree to this din? Vaha Amar Rabbi Yochanan, doesn't Rabbi Yochanan say gezel, a stolen item, vilonis yashu abaylim? And the original owner who was stolen from does not have yeyush on the chayfetz, meaning he has not given up hope of receiving it. He always wants it back, but he hasn't given up hope of receiving it. Neither the person who was stolen from nor the thief can use the object. It's not theirs. It can't not use the object to be makadish a woman. Zeh, meaning the gazlan can't use it, lefish ena shalo, it doesn't belong to him. Vizeh, lefish ena bershuso. And the other guy can't use it because it's not his rishus. I mean, I don't know how he can use it anyway. He's not holding on to it. He can't use it. We see from here, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that a stolen object is not considered in the rishus of the gazlan, and therefore he can't use it to be mikasha woman. So he's agreeing with Rav that if it's a stolen object, is not in the rishus of the thief, and he can't use it. So the Gemara says, "Hachik Amar Leh, Mi Amar Rav Kavasi." I guess he was surprised. He was thankful. He was like, "Wow, great, Rav! Does Rav really hold like me? I didn't know that Rav held like I did." Now Gemara asks a question on the din of Rav and Rav Yochanan. Again, Rav and Rav Yochanan hold Mekadesh Begezel is not valid. We have the following brisa: Meisvei Kitcha Begezel. You were Mekadesh a woman with an item that you stole. Right, you stole something from one, and you Mekadesh that to use that to Mekadesh a woman, or Bechamas. Chamas is different than Gezel. Chamas is you took it. Chamas is you threw down the payment. You took it and you forced payment. Nevertheless, he went up and used that to use as the Kesef Kedushin, Ube Gneva, or it's Mekash with Gneva, different to Gzeil Gneva, Gzeil Vayigzel, Sacharis, Mi'al Mitzris, we do it with force in front of the guy, Gneva is more like burglary. Oshe Chatov Sela Miyada, or he grabbed a Sela from her hands, Bekitcha, and used that, gave it back to her, and used that as the Kesef Kedushin, the Bryce says Mekudeshes. You see here that if you're Mekadesh with Gezel, or Geneva, or Chamas, or Chatov Sel Miyada, it is valid. Rav and Rav Yochanan said it's not. So Gemara says, no, Hazam Begezel Didei. That Brisa is talking about where he stole the woman's object. If he stole the woman's object and then gave it back to her, we say that she's Mocheles, and therefore the Kedushin is valid. The Gemara said, and Rav and Rabbi Yochanan are talking about a case where you're not Mekadesh with Gezel from somebody else. Where it says, I can't be the case of the Brisa. The last case of the Brisa specifically mentions that he stole from her. That implies that the rest of the cases is where he didn't steal hers, meaning he stole from somebody else and used that somebody else, stolen property from somebody else as Kesef Kiddushin. Brisa says it's valid. Rav of Yochanan says it's invalid. So the Gemara says, no. Pirusha Kamifarish. The safe of the Brisa is just an explanation of the first three cases. It's Kitcha, Begeza, Bechamas, Begneva, and it's valid. How's that? That's Ketsa, Kigon Shechotov, Sela, Miyadov, Kitchaba. If he took the Sela from her hand and used it for Kesef Kedushin. Nevertheless, there's a question. Bahamas Nisin, what was the case of our mission that we learned out from? Our case was a mission where it was her objects. And we said the only reason why the Kedushin was valid was because it was Shvius, meaning it was Hefker. Meaning if it was any other time during the year, and he stole it from her and gave it to her, it'd be invalid. So now we have a theory between our Mishnah and the Brisa. Right? He says, Hamas Nisin, the Gezel Dida. It's Gezel Dida. The Amara, Kamarav. And Rav said we learned one of the three things that he learned out from the Mishnah was, Eina Mekudeshes. So again, that Brisa goes against Rav. So the Gemara says, Lokasha, Hadashadich, Hadaloshadich. It depends as to whether or not they were talking about getting engaged, halachically engaged beforehand. I think you read it as follows. But the Shadach Rashi says, second Rashi, Ha, the Katani Mekudeshes, the Brisa that says that she's Mekudeshes, that's Bidishadich, Mikamehachi. It's where they were Mishadich beforehand. And then there's the parenthetical, and the Zion over there, it says, Vinisratza. I'm not sure what the appropriate girsa is over here. I think it may be Vinisratzis, that she wanted to be, right? She wanted to be Mekudeshes, she agreed. And then when he took it and cakes and gave it back to her, he says, oh, fine, it's a Kesef Kiddushin. Because that's what we were talking about. The case of Rav Rav Yochanan was just Stam. They weren't Mishadech, they weren't talking about it. He walked up to a woman with stolen property and says, Harei Mekdesh with this property. There, Rav Yochanan say that he doesn't have power to betroth her with the stolen property. Okay.
But how do you know that item is the one that stole?
Because he stole it.
No. I mean, let's see. He stole some object, a coin or something, from somewhere else. And then it got mixed up, and he didn't know which one. And actually, gave her.
That's not the case. You're making up a new case. That's not the case the Gemara is talking about. The case
but
the Gemara is
sure that that's the item.
Yeah, he takes a stolen item, and he uses it, and he steals it. Right, we're going to deal with what the Gemara talks about. What the Gemara doesn't talk about is for the other things. So that's not what the Daf Yomi will deal with what Gemara talks about. Okay. Hahu itisa. You had the following case of a woman. So she was washing her feet in a bucket of water. I guess that's where the case took place. Asa hu gavra. So this guy came. Chatav zuzi michavre v'shadila. He came and he took grand money from his friend, he stole money from his friend, gave it to this woman, the Amralah, and said to her, Mikad Shali. He says, Arei Mekudesh is leaving with this money, with the stolen money. So, Asa hu gavra l'kamei de Rava. So now Rava wants to know, I guess she accepted the money. Rava wants to know whether or not that's valid Kiddushin. So, Amar, Rava says to him, Lest Chash l'hadir Rav Shimon. There is nobody in the halachic world who's choshesh for the svara of Rav Shimon, the Amar Shtam Gzela Yeyush Bailim Havei. There is a machlokas about Gzela. When you walk up to somebody and you just rob them, point blank, you take money from them, right, or you take an object from them, does the owner then have Yeyush, give up hope of returning it? Does he say, listen, this guy is pretty powerful, he can just walk up and take it from me, therefore you know what, I give up hope of ever getting it. Rav Shimon says, Stam Gzela Yeyush Bailim. So there is Yeyush, and therefore, it no longer belongs to the owner. And he also is going to coin to Shimon, then when you give it over to the women, you have Yeish, plus a Shina Rishus, meaning a change of a property, of ownership. You change it from one owner to another owner, meaning it now owns to the woman. And Yeish plus Shina Rishus is valid, as it transfers property, and therefore, it would be in the Rishus of the woman, and there would be Kedushin. He says, we don't hold like that, rather we hold it to Chachamim, who say that the owners do not have Yeish to get the property back, even from someone who was who was gozelit from them, and therefore this is still considered stolen property that the thief cannot use because he doesn't have kinyanim in them yet. Okay, so therefore, I guess what Rav is saying is that you're not married because you gave her, you used stolen property.
Don't we learn elsewhere, though, that if money has no simon, then you'd be yeish anyway because you couldn't identify that money as yours?
That's if you lost it in the street. Here, you didn't lose money in the street. The guy walked up to you with a knife and took it from you. I know exactly where the money is. I know exactly who took it from me. I want it back. Right. He stole my money. Give me my money. It's not like it dropped bundles in the street and it got kicked around, and then you have a machlokas of simon ostali darades, and you have money machlokas of makom and all the stuff that you learn in the second parak above Messiah. Guy took my money. Give me my money.
So he has it.
He took his money. He took that money and then gave it to the women. So I know exactly where everything is. Hahu Arisa. You have the case of the following sharecropper. The sharecropper works the field for the owner, and he gets a portion, his payment, he gets a portion of the produce that's made. So Hahu Arisa, the Kaddish Bimoza de Shamchi. I guess he filled his hands with onions, I think. He took this handful of onions and he used that to Mikadish a woman. Okay, so us the Kamei de Rava, they came before Rava, he came for Rava to ask Rava whether or not he had valid Kiddushin over here. So Amralei Man Achlach, who was Mochel to you to say that handful of onions that you took belong to you? It doesn't belong to you yet. Man achlich, right? Rashi says, man achlich, mi machal lecha chelko shel balabayis. Who appeased you with that and said that property belonged to you and didn't belong to the balabayis? I mean, it wasn't yours yet. Therefore, you're not mekudesh, you're not mekudas. But the Gemara then makes a caveat. He says, v'hani mili b'moza ava b'kisha matza amrle ana shakli kisha shakel es kisha, yeah, because kisha ki kisha. I think it seems to be a difference between where a guy handed just a scoopful in his hands and used it, as opposed to when he took a bundle, after they were packaged together and bundled. So the problem with a handful seems to be that we take a handful, they're all different sizes. So if you take a handful, it could have big sizes, and the balabais is left with the stuff that's smaller. But the bundles apparently were of uniform size, a dozen eggs. So there's a bundle. So who was Mocha? What's the difference? I took this bundle as my schar. The balabais will take the other bundle. He's not losing anything. Because kisha ki kisha. Each bundle is worth exactly the same amount as the other bundle. So the balabais will be Mocha that. Not Mocha that, he's fine. Because that's your priest's portion, that's my portion. The handful, you may be taking different sizes and getting a bigger benefit because you're making bigger ones or smaller, or leaving smaller ones over balabais. I think that's what Rashi says. Rashi says, Avakisha aguda, which is a bundle. Shaderach hayerik liyos mischalik bagudos. The chol haagudos hein shavos. Im natalti achas tol atar hachas. If I took one, you take the other. So what's the difference? Okay. Hahu sarsia. So sarsia thinks to be like the beer maker, the guy who makes beer on behalf of the owner, right? Rashi says, Oser sechar, but I think it's shechar. May tamarim, he makes, the date beer shall balabayis lemechset schar. They get a portion of it as schar. Lemechset sechar, I think it means. So he gets payment in the beer, and he uses the beer as to sell, makes money. So I think it's like a sort of a sharecropper for a beer, right? So hahu sarsia the kaddish bepruma de shichra. He was mekaddish a woman with the psolis, with the leftovers, with the dregs. Right, with the rashes la'achar shehotziyum yimenu hamashke. It's whatever's left over after all you poured out all of the liquid. He used that as the shavu kesef for kiddushin. So no one's questioning whether or not it's valid shavu. The question always here is that it's his. The asamari de shichra ashkeche. So the bal hashechar, the owner, came and he saw that he was his share beer maker was Mekadish a woman with the psoles. So Amrolei, so the Bala Sechar says to the worker, Amai lo tesei mehai harifa. Why'd you use the dregs? Why'd you use the psoles? Why didn't you give her something that's more meshubach? Something that's better. Right? So does that mean, remember the question before was, who says the balabais was mocha? Here it seems to indicate the balabais was mocha. So why'd you use that garbage? You should have used the better one. right? Shades of the Yeh Shalom Midas Sugya in the beginning of the second parak of Amitzuya. Actually, it's the exact sugya. So Asa Kame de Rava. So they came before Rava. Amar Rava says Lo Amru Klach Itzel Yafos Ela Enyon Shum Vavad. When do we say when a guy says we should have used the better ones? Is he being serious or he's being facetious or he's just hiding something? We only say he's being serious when it comes to truma. In all other cases, we say he's not being serious, meaning he's joking around. It's like, why don't you just go use the better ones? It all depends on your inflection. It all depends on how you say it. So what's the case of truma? Detanya, the following brisa. Ketzad amru torim shalom idas trumaso truma. What's the case where the Chachamim said, if I'm mafrish trumas and maishros for you from your produce, when do we say that that's a valid truma, that I'm a shliach, and I say it's a valid truma? He says the following case, Hare sheyara l'soch shdei chaveru, I go into your field, v'likate, and I gathered, v'tarim shalom b'rashus, and I take off truma without your permission, im chosheish mishum gezel, if the owner says that it's gezel, then ain't truma so truma. V'im lav truma so truma. But if he's not chosheish for gezel, then it is a valid truma. So the Gemara says, Bryce explains, so how do you know whether the Balabais thought that this case is a case of Gezel or not a case of Gezel? So the Balabais comes and he sees that this individual is mafish truma on his behalf. The Amar Lo, when he says to him, why did you take from the lower level payros to give for truma? You should have taken from the better payros to give to truma. So im nimtzu yafos mehem, if it turns out that there are better ones, then he's being serious. Then truma so truma. He's megala his das, that he wanted the truma, and he wanted the truma to be taken from the better produce. Vim lav, but if he says you should have taken from the better produce, and we check around and say, you know what, there is no better produce, then ain't truma so truma. He's being facetious over here. You should have just taken the better ones. I mean, what are you doing? What are you taking my stuff for? Ain't truma so truma. But how you malakt him umosif him, if the balabais was then go ahead and went to gather other produce in the field, and he added to the pile of truma that this other third party took on his behalf, he adds to the pile, so benkach ubenkach truma so truma. Whether he has better truma or not, doesn't have better truma, it shows that he was agreed to it, because he's using the same pile. So that's where we say, klach eitzel yafos shebehen is serious. Aval hacha, but the case over here where he's mekayish a woman with the psolus of the date beer, and the Baal Habayis comes and says, "Oh, you should have used better ones." He's not being serious. He has an ulterior motive over here. Mishum ki sufahu d'avid the ainu mekudeshes. He only did this in order that he shouldn't embarrass the mekadesh, shouldn't embarrass him for whatever reason. It seems to be Rashi says. He says, "No Rashi, there's no Rashi over here." Where's the kid? He says, "You know." He says, El in your truma bilvad. Right, he says over here in Rashi, he says, El in your truma bilvad. Our case is not truma. We just said the case of klach eitzel yafos only applies by truma. Our case is a kiddushin case. El in your truma bilvad, Rashi says, it's the four Rashis, I think, before the Mishnah. He says, Val inyan mishin nata la'atzval mishim kisufahu deka'amr lei delo nichsaf aval mafrei lo nichle. He just always wanted to embarrass the guy in front of everybody right now, but really, he never was mochel. And therefore, the guy was marrying this woman with the psolus of the date beer that didn't belong to him because he never got permission to use it from the owner.
Didn't we have a case a couple days ago, psolus he can't use? The guy was in the shuk and was maguna?
There's a different type of psolus.
Psolus is the...
That was vegetable psolus. Okay, so it's the leftover of something. Leftover of gold shards of gold is very valuable. There are different types of psolus. It's a different case. Yes, we did have that case, but it's I think Mars pointing out there's a different type. There's a difference. Okay. Next Mishnah. Okay, the Mishnah is talking about somebody who's now a Kaddish, a woman with Kachim Mizbeach. Must be talking about a Kohen. Or Kachavedek Bayas or Maisasheni, which is not necessarily a Kohen. Hamikadesh Bechelko. Rashi seems to say that this is talking about a Kohen. So you have a Kohen who takes his, I guess what belongs to him from the Korbanos, takes the Chazav of Ashok, whatever piece of meat that he has. Hamikadesh Bechelko. And Bain, whether or not the Korban that he's using, the portion of the Korban that he's using is Kachay Kadoshim, is holy, holy, which would be a Chatos or an Asham. You wouldn't normally mention Ola. But it can't be an Ola because the Kohen has no portion of an Ola. A Mekadesh Bechelko. One second. Okay, so Makadosh Bechelko, Bein Kotche Kadoshim, Bein Kotche Kalim, Eina Mekudeshes, the Kedushim are not Chal. Right, those are not Chal. The Gemara is going to explain because they don't belong to him. He gets it from Shulchan Gavoa. So it's a gift that he gets to use from the Tzimamon Gavoa where he has permission to eat. But it's not his. Only he has permission. Only he has permission to eat it. That's what he gets permission to use. Right, so Tosos asks, well, okay. So Tosos says, Tomar mi gara, the second Tosos on the page, it's actually the third, but the second Dibur Maskil, says, Im Tomar mi gara me amekadish al menashe adeb ar alecha l'shilton. Case on a couple of days, and I think 9 days from now, Daf Samach Gimel, guy says, I'm going to mekadish you, al menas, that I speak to the governor and get some sort of benefit for you. And that's the monetary value that she gets. Right, Chaber Lechon Shilton, Dimekudeshes, Afal Pish Shalonason Laklum, Elisha Asalo Hana. So too over here. He's just giving her something. I guess maybe she can eat it. And it's not his necessarily. It's nothing tangible, but she gets benefit. Vieshlomid lo dummy, the Hasim Yachalito Scharmi Diburo, Vahaviki Ilu Nason Lapruta, Avalhacha Tovas Hana, Enomishalo. It's not his at all. There, at least you can monetize. Right, there you can monetize it. There's a value to what he's doing. He could say, theoretically, he could say to somebody else, pay me $100 and I'll go talk to the, I'll go use my contacts. Here, this isn't his. There's nothing, it's just because he's given to her and she now gets the hanav, knowing that the Kohen gave it to her, he's not giving her anything that can be monetized because it doesn't belong to him. Right, and then the little small words over there. He says, "Afakav the isbe shavapruta." Even though there is a shavapruta in this piece of the carbon, so theoretically she can sell it to another kohen. Nevertheless, kevon shumamon gavoa in mukudeshes. It's not mukudeshes because it's not his to give over. There's nothing tangible or intangible that belongs to him. Okay, so ein mukudeshes. Next case: a guy is mekadesh a woman with meiser sheni. Right, years 1, 2, 4, and 5 of the Shemitah cycle is Maiser, he has to take off Maiser Sheni, and the Maiser Sheni approaches in his permission, and he gives it to her and says, "Harei Mekudesh Li with this Maiser Sheni." Bein Shogig, whether he didn't know that these were Peiros Maiser Sheni, they got mixed up, and he didn't know. Bein Mezid, or he knew for a fact that this was Maiser Sheni, and Alpha Pekin, he used it to Mekadesh her. Lo Kidesh, he's not Mekadesh, it's not valid, because I guess we're going to say that Maiser Sheni, according to this, Maiser Sheni is Mamon Gavoa, Divrei Rabbi Meir. He holds that Maiser Sheni is Mamon Gavoa. It doesn't belong to you. Rabbi Yehuda says that Maiser Sheni is Mamon, belongs to the Bailam. It belongs to the Bailam that you have to give away. You have an obligation to give it. So therefore, but if he's Mekadesh B'Shogeg, if he does it B'Shogeg, then Lo Kiddush. Because it's a Kiddush, it's Kiddush Tos, because he doesn't want to use Maiser Sheni money. He'd rather use his own money. He doesn't want to use Maiser Sheni money. But B'mezid, if he knows they're Maiser Sheni money, then there's no Kiddush Tos. He purposely took Maiser Sheni money, which according to Rabbi belongs to him, and she's Mekudeshes. Okay, next case. Ube Hektish. If he's Makadish a woman with Ketch Kachi Bedek Abayis, someone says, I'm Makadish this chair to the Bedek Abayis, and then he uses that to be Makadish a woman. B'mezid, if he knows for a fact that belongs to Hektesh, and nevertheless that doesn't look like it's earmarked to go to Hektesh, and he uses it at the Mekadesh a woman on purpose, the Kiddushin or Chal, because we're going to say that Bedek Abayis belongs to the owner until it's given over to Hektesh.
Even if it's designated?
Correct, because it's Bedek Abayis, it's not an animal, it's not Kiddushin Mizbeach, it's Bedek Abayis. There's a distinction between Bedek Abayis and Kiddushin Mizbeach. But B'shogeg lo kiddush, you say if he did B'shogeg lo kiddush, because it's probably Kiddush Tos, he didn't want to use that. He would prefer to use his own. But so if it was B'shogeg, that's Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, B'shogeg kiddush, B'mezid lo kiddush. He says it the other way around. I have to figure out why, what their machlokas is. Rabbi Yehuda says, if he does it B'shogeg, then the Kiddushin are chal. If he does B'mezid, the Kiddushin are not chal. So the Gemara had mentioned, right, the Gemara is going to explain all this. I think maybe tomorrow's stuff, tomorrow or Wednesday. All right, Neima Masnisin. Right, the Gemara had mentioned that the Mishnah we hold that Kedushe Kachi Kalim is also belongs to the Mizbeach, because we said the Mishnah said that whether or not the Kohen uses Kachi Kadoshim or whether he uses Kachi Kalim, it's still an invalid Kedushin. So that we must hold that Kachi Kalim belong to the Mizbeach, not to the Kohen, after they come off, when the Kohen gets it. So Neva Masnisin. maybe Masnitzin, the low Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Maybe we should say that our Mishnah does not accord with the opinion of Rabbi Yossi Aglili, who we're going to show that Rabbi Yossi Aglili holds that Kotche Kalim, when a Kohen gets a piece of a carbon that's Kotche Kalim, Rabbi Yossi Aglili holds that that belongs to the Kohen. So if it belongs to the Kohen, he can use it as Kesef Kiddushin. Our Mishnah says it can't. Maybe it must be, does not hold like Rabbi Yossi Aglili. The Tanya, we have the following Braisa. This is a Braisa that's talking about the carbon Me'ilah. It says, this is talking about a Shomer who then says, someone comes to Shomer and says, give me back what I gave you to watch. And he's Kofar, he says, I don't have it, never got it. And he swears to that effect. And then he has Charata, and he admits. So he has to give back the Pikadon, plus a Chomesh, plus a fifth, which we end up saying is 25%. And he also has to bring a Karban Asham on that, what that, because he had that false oath. It says, Nefesh Kisechta Umala Malba Hashem. So the Gemara learns from the words, Umala Malba Hashem. Why does it not say, Umala Ma'al, the Kichish Ba'amaso? Why does it say, Umala Malba Hashem? So he says, Rav Yosef Lili says, L'rabos, to teach, Kachim Kalim, Shehein Mamono, Divrei Yosef Lili. How does that work? Rashi says, Bahashem, L'rabos Kachim Kalim, first Rashi in the Gemara, L'hischayev Aleim Korban Shua. So, Afal gav the Enish by Malhak Deshos, Vanishba Aleim Vahoda, Enim Evi Asham, Shoshvuas Pikadon, Hani Isseru Lahume Hashem. There's Ma'al Hashem comes to teach you that you bring this Pikadon, even if you are watching someone's Kachi Kalim, and then you swore falsely about watching that Kachi Kalim, that still is going to require you to bring a Karban. Meaning, normally Rashi says that this din only applies, that this only applies to Chulin. If ain Nishban al Hekdeshos, you don't take a Shvua, there's no obligation of a Shvua when it comes to something that is Hektesh. But here you're taking it Ma'al Hashem to include Kachi Kalim that are not considered on that level of Hekdeshos, and therefore you see that Kachi Kalim belong not to the Shulchan, they belong to the owner, to the Kohen. Right, the case over here is that even if he was machish and he swore about the if you're watching something that belongs to Hektesh, you don't have this whole concept of Shuas HaPikadon. But here Rav Yosef Lili says that you do have the concept of Shuas HaPikadon if you're watching and you deny someone's Kachim Kalim. So you see that Kachim Kalim, right? See that Kachim Kalim belong to the owner. So it must be that our Mishnah is not of accord with the Shita of Yosef Lili. Rav Yosef Lili is learning that Kachim Kalim belong to the owner. So the Gemara says, no, Afilu Tame Rav Yosef Lili. You can even say that our Mishnah is going according to the Shita of Rav Yosef Lili. Kikam Rav Yosef Aglili, when did Rav Yosef Aglili say that Kachim Kalim are the mamon of the owner? That's Dafka, right? Mechayim. That's Mechayim. That's only the live animal. A guy sets aside a carbon to be a shlomim. So it's Kachim, has Kedushas Kachim Kalim. And I give it to you to watch. And then you kofar on that. That you have the whole din of Shuas HaPigadon. Because it's alive. But at the moment, it was shechted on the Mizbeach. And now it was given to the Kohen afterwards. That's after Shlita. Once it went on to the Mizbeach, it's now Hashem's. It's Mishulchan Gavoa. So you make a distinction of when. So Rabbi Yosef Lili will say that the din of Shuas HaPigadon applies to Kachim Kalim pre-Mizbeach. But post, I'll go all the way to Mizbeach. But post Mizbeach, and then it's taken off the Mizbeach and portions are given to the Kohen, that portion is given from Shulchan Gavoa, and therefore our Mishnah is talking about that case where it's, and that's what our Mishnah said, which the Kohen's portion, cannot be used, because that, even Rabbi Yosef Lili agrees, came off of Mizbeach and belonged to God.
The portions that are given to the Kohen,
it'll go on the Mizbeach.
What?
Right.
Right, because the devil went up.
Correct, but the same, once the carbon itself goes up on the Mizbeach, the entire carbon should go up on the Mizbeach, but these portions are a gift to give to the Kohen. But I mean, it belongs to God, and God says these I'll give to the Kohen. They're not his. Only at the time the rest of the carbon goes on
to
the Mizbeach.
He gave that to the rest of his family.
He could give to the rest of his family as a gift from God. It's not his. He doesn't have kinyanim in them. He doesn't have ownership kinyanim to use as kiddushim. The only thing he can do is eat them. He can't do anything else with them. He says, Dekanami, Dekatani, and that's what the Diakudim is saying. In the Mishnah, it says, a Mekadish Vichelko. Someone was Mekadish with his Chelek, right? Much over here, we're talking about his chelat that was given to him after shechita and hakrava. In that case, we say that the kedusha is not chal. But if somebody would use, if I would set aside a karbon for shlamim and then take that shlamim and say harei ukdeshes li, then that would be a valid kedusha. Because that there, I have ownership rights; it's still mine. Okay. Tan Rabbanan. I guess he still has to, still owes a karbon to then you have to deal with tashlumin, but that valid kedushin is giving something of a kesef for the kedushin. Tanu Rabbanan, la'acha b'tirasul Rabbi Meir. Interesting. We've seen this a few times in Shas, but after Rabbi Meir died, Amar lahem Rabbi Yehuda l'talmidav. Rabbi Yehuda says to his talmidim, al yiknesu talmidav Rabbi Meir l'kan. I do not want the Talmidim Rav Meir to come now start learning by me. I don't want them coming into my base of Medrash. Vipnei shek kantranim heim. They just come here to hack. They're not really interested in learning. Velo lumo Torah heim. But I just want to slug you up. They're not asking legit questions. They just want to give you gotcha questions. Right? Velo lumo Torah heim bayim. Ella, rather likapkeni b'halachos heim bayim. They want to hear what I have to say, in order to just reject me and to show how smart they are. Right. They're not here to learn Lishma, they just want to get me. Dachak Sumchus, who's a Talmud of Rav Meir, actually one of the best Talmudim of Rav Meir, he pushes his way in, v'nichnas, he gets into the Beis Medrash, and Amar Lahem, and Sumchus says to Rav Yehudin his Talmudim as follows, Kach Shana Lim Rav Meir. This is what Rav Meir taught me, that a Mekadesh, b'chelko, ben kotche kotchim, ben kotche kalim, lo kiddish. If you Mekadesh a woman with the Kohen is Mekadesh a woman to this portion of it, whether it's Kach Kachim or Kach Kalim, it's Eina Mekudeshes. So Kos Rabbi Yehuda Leyem. Rabbi Yehuda got angry. You have to remember, this story of Yehuda and Sumchus is taking place before the Mishnah has put it down. So this is actually the source of the Mishnah. Rabbi, who's a Talmud of Meir, is going to put down Rav Meir's halacha into the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda is Rabbi Yehuda ben Igla. He has his own set. So now he has this, Rav Sumchus comes in with this memory of Rabbi Meir, which in the future is going to become a Mishnah. And he's going to say, what are you talking about? What are you coming in to bother me with this? And Rabbi Yehuda got upset. Amar lahem, lo kach amarti lachem, didn't I not tell you? Al yikansu mi talmid Rabbi Meir lakan, the talmid Rabbi Yehuda Meir should not come in. Mipnei she nachtrinim heim lo limo torim bayim, el la kapneini b'halachos heim bayim, v'chi isha bazar minayin. What is this? What is this Mishnah? What is he talking about? Ah, you can't be Mekadesh Shuun, Kachikachikachikalim. Kachikachim can only be eaten in the base of Mikdash. What's the woman doing there? What's going to be Mekadesh her? Who's he being Mekadesh with Kachikachim? What's the case? What are you talking about? So Amar Rabbi Yossi, says to him, well, what am I supposed to do? I can't be quiet now because of the cover of Yehuda, because Yomru, people say that Meir Shachav, that Meir died. And he has a statement people don't understand. Yehuda calls. Yehuda got angry, and he won't learn it. He won't talk about it. Yossi Shasak, and I'm going to just be quiet and not deal with it. So divrei Torah matiela. Bottom line is, you have a memra, you have a kasha. We got to answer it. We got to deal with it. So he answers. He says, there are cases where we can find where you could be mekadesh with kachi kachim dealing with a woman. Number one, b'chi ein. First of all, Tosas points out before we get there. Tosas points out. It says, Rabbi Yehuda said, "V'chi isha bazar minayin." Rashi says, right? If you look at Rashi, it's the second to last Rashi in the short lines. It says, "The katani kachi kachim v'harei im yotzim chutz lazara." If you've been kachi kachim outside of the azara, if you ezus nashim heinif salim biyotzim, they're puzzle, therefore they're valueless. V'nashim ein nichnas lad, a woman do not go into the azara. Kitan avos hatuma b'parakamis haskelim. Let me learn the maseches kelim. Tosa says, Rashi says that women don't go into the Azara because it says in Parakam of Kalim. He says, Velo duck. He goes, Rashi wasn't careful, right? Delo Ashakam Mishum Duchta, the Nashim Asuras the Kanas of Azara. There's no place where it says that women are prohibited from entering into the Azara. Shri Parakam of the Kalim, in the first Mishnah of Kalim, first Parakam Kalim, we say, Dithan Achel Makudash Hemenu, Shein Tamameis Nichnas Lasham. It's only Tamameis can't go into that Azara. Right, Lamala Hamenu Ezra Yisrael, Shem Mechusak Yipurim. It goes another level of Mechusak Yipurim. She'enich L'Sham. V'Loka Tani Nashim. She'enich L'Sham. Nowhere does it say that women can't enter. Women can enter. V'Oat Tam V'Perakol Apsulin. Everyone says, also in Maseches Zvachim, learn Shashchita K'sheir B'Nashim. Women can actually shech. Same can you hold the kanis lizara? They can go into the zara. Vod hare sota. The case of a sota. Vinazira nichnasas la zara la hanif. They go in to do the wave. They do go in. So the kach nira li, so this is what Tosa says, v'chi isha bazara li skadish minayin, meaning haray ein regilus shetikanas Hashem. That's not the typical thing, to find a woman walking around in the azara. K'dei li skadish, haray bizoyin hu, umilos lo shchichtihi v'lo ayritanam b'zeh. It's that it's so not shchiyach, that why would a mission, why would a mayor or a tana be dealing with such a non-shchiyach case? But to say that the woman is asura, walking into there, Tosa says no. So that just wanted to say that. So the Gemara says, so what's the case of where it could be a woman? So Gemara says, V'chi ein adam asur likabi kedushin lebito. A man can accept kedushin on behalf of his daughter. So you have two kohanim sitting around in the azara. They're eating their food, and he says, you know what? I'll be mekadesh your daughter. He goes, yeah, that's fine. You'll be mekadesh my daughter with this. He accepts it. That's number one case. Number two, even if she's not a katan or an nar anymore, you can have a bulgaris who appoints her father and says, Dad, you know what? You're a Kohen. I want to marry a Kohen. Go marry one of the Kohanim on my behalf. Go be my shliach to accept kedushin on my behalf. And he's sitting around in the azara, and he says, okay, with this chazan shok, I'll be mekadesh your daughter. The ode, you have other cases. What if she happens to be in there? This goes why I mentioned Tosos. She could theoretically be in there. So if she's in the case that she's there for whatever reason, maybe she's a Nazira, maybe, I don't know about the Sota case, but she's doing Shchita for another Karban, she's there, the possibility exists.
She's allowed to do Shchita?
Yeah, Tosos put it. Shchita's Ksheir Bazar, right? Lamed Alf. Shchita Ksheir Bazar. That's what we read in Tosos. Okay,
when
so...
When she does away, she does it inside?
Inside Izar, yeah. And she's inside the Azara. All right, so we will stop here by the Tanya. Everybody have an excellent day.
Sure.